With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Where major fires continue to rage across the Los Angeles area. Only one, the Hearst Fire, reporting any containment, and that's only 10%. The winds have died down, but the National Weather Service says there's a high likelihood of damaging wind gusts across the mountains into the foothill areas again tonight and into Friday. At a news conference, L.A. Fire Chief Kristen Crowley says they're looking into the damage.
Damage assessments are ongoing at the Palisades Fire. However, preliminary reports estimate the damage or destroyed structures to be in the thousands. It is safe to say that the Palisades Fire is one of the most destructive natural disasters in the history of Los Angeles.
At that same news conference, Los Angeles County Fire Chief Anthony Marone.
The cause of the fire remains unknown, and it continues to be under active investigation.
President Biden has approved major disaster relief for the region. The death toll remains at 5. Also at SRNNews.com, President-elect Donald Trump shook hands with his former Vice President Mike Pence and spoke extensively with former President Barack Obama during the state funeral for the late President Jimmy Carter.
All 5 living U.S. presidents attended Carter's service at Washington National Cathedral. Trump was the first of the presidents to arrive and sit in the second row, joined by his wife, Melania. As he took his seat, Pence stood and the two men shook hands. It was a notable exchange, as they have not interacted publicly in 4 years. Trump was seated next to Obama at the church. Before the program began, they were seen talking with one another and smiling in an extended conversation. President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and their spouses sat in the front row. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
This is SRN News. Preparations are underway for the March for Life.
It is set to take place on Friday, January 24th, here in Washington, D.C., and will be the third edition of the annual event since the repeal of Roe v. Wade. Organizers say the march is more important than ever, as the fight over abortion has moved to the states and is being fought out in courts all across the country. Tens of thousands of pro-life advocates are expected to gather on the National Mall and walk from there up to Capitol Hill. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Human Rights Campaign continues to push corporate America to embrace the LGBT agenda, even as the country experiences a backlash against left-wing policies. The HRC beginning the new year with a call for businesses to establish anti-discrimination policies that encompass sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression. The advocacy group also wants health benefits that cover same-sex spouses and sex change operations. This is SRN News. A plea deal for the accused 9/11 mastermind unleashes a flood of mixed emotions among survivors of the terror attacks and relatives of victims.
Along with anger, hope, and uncertainty, there is relief, resignation, and a thirst for more answers about the financing and planning of the 2001 attacks. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is set to plead guilty at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba on Friday in exchange for a life sentence without parole. The Biden administration negotiated but then disavowed the deal and is asking a court to block it. Defense lawyers are fighting to retain the deal. Rich Thomason reporting.
New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick says she's hired former New York Police Commissioner William J. Bratton as a consultant to assess and help improve the city's security. That's after that terror attack that killed 14 people on New Year's Day in the French Quarter. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.